two dead in Allahu Akbar shooting in Brussels. Alleged shooter claims affiliation with ISIS. By Kurt Zindelka on October 16, 2023. At least two people have been shot and killed in Brussels during a shooting in which witnesses claim the perpetrator shouted Allahu Akbar on Monday evening. Update 2250, following a suspected Islamist shooting earlier on Monday evening. Belgium's OCAD Anti-Terror Center has raised the terror threat level in the Brussels metropolitan area to the highest level of 4, meaning that the threat is very serious and imminent. According to the Associated Press, Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo suggested that the shooting was linked to terrorism. Update 2130, the European Championship qualifier soccer match between Belgium and Sweden has been postponed after a suspected Islamist shooting that left two Swedish nationals dead in Brussels on Monday evening. Following the shooting, French Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin announced a tightening of immigration controls on the border with Belgium, Het Laatste Nieuws reported. The original story continues as follows. According to the local De Standaard newspaper, Brussels police have confirmed at least two fatalities as a result of a shooting in the Saint-Telet-Plein area of Brussels at around 7:15 p.m. local time Monday evening. The two victims are believed to be Swedish nationals given that they were wearing soccer jerseys for the Swedish national team, which was playing the Belgium Red Devils on Monday evening in Brussels. Witnesses of the shooting said that the shooter shouted the Islamic Jihad war cry Allahu Akbar during the attack in which he shot a Kalashnikov-like weapon from his scooter, the. An unverified video on social media alleged to have been published by the shooter said in Arabic that the purpose of the attack was to avenge the Muslims and that we live and die for our religion. The man went on to claim that he is a member of the so-called Islamic State, ISIS, and boasts of killing the infidels. The shooter remains at large at the time of this reporting. Belgium's Federal Public Prosecutor's Office has reportedly taken over the investigation, meaning that the attack is likely being considered a terror attack. The shooting comes amid heightened tension across Europe in the wake of the deadly terror attacks by Hamas against Israel earlier this month. Last week, a teacher in France was stabbed to death in what is believed to have been an Islamist-inspired attack, with the alleged killer also reportedly shouting Allahu Akbar. This story is developing.